A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's the thing, we all love the thought of being the best at video games, setting high scores, unlocking trophies that only a handful of people have, but there's just only one spot at the top, and usually it's taken by people who are simply far more skilled than we have any chance of being. Now we have people to look up to, players who represent the industry and can be seen as... What's that? What do you mean some of them cheated and their world records were all lies? Well, you know what? Stuff that betwixt my cheeks, as it is time to take these plagiarists out to pasture. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game world records that were complete lies. Number 10, Super Mario 64, Akikan/White Heiress. In 2012, White Heiress uploaded a video online of himself completing Super Mario 64 in 15 minutes 31, smashing the world record into pieces. The following year, this achievement was seemingly beaten by Akikan, who won the game in 1522. Save for this pair's unrealistic level of skill, no discrepancies were found in the video footage, but upon further investigation, edits were found in the audio files of both runs, indicating that the recordings had indeed been spliced. In the speedrunning community, spliced playthroughs aren't exactly considered cheating if this information is shared with the viewers, but because the pair claimed that their runs were attained in just one go, their records were disqualified. Although the pair denied all allegations, they acted very suspiciously after these claims were made. Not only did they delete their playthroughs from their channels, Akikan ordered anyone who uploaded his run to take it down because he thought that it wasn't good enough. Imagine that, a world record not being good enough. Number 9. Super Meat Boy, XOSDA. Due to Super Meat Boy's grueling platforming sections and punishing difficulty, it became popular with speedrunners almost immediately. For over a year, a player called XOSDA held the world record for completing the game with a time of just 18 minutes 39 seconds. However, players eventually noticed something about one of the game's features that, although minor, reverberated around the Super Meat Boy speedrunning community. When one level transitions to another, a save icon of Bandage Girl appears at the bottom left of the screen. Now, this icon always has the same animation cycle. She holds her hands up for 20 frames per second and then drops them from 20 frames per second. But when moderators realized this, they started double-checking the best runs of Super Meat Boy and realized that Bandage Girl's animations didn't line up for XOSDA's run, proving that he'd spliced the footage. This revelation was extra disappointing since XOSDA's playthroughs were directly responsible for popularizing Super Meat Boy speedruns. However, their runs were disqualified. Number 8. Half-Life, Newify. Considering Half-Life is one of the most popular PC games in all of history, there was no question that it would become massively popular with speedrunners. While most players were struggling to complete the game in under an hour, Newify blew the competition out of the water by completing Half-Life in just 45 minutes and 50 seconds. His platforming skills on this run were so spot on that even Mario would be jealous. In fact, it was because some of these landings were frame perfect, it wasn't long before viewers started to question whether his supposed skill was actually feasible. After analysing the gameplay, it was revealed that Newify had scripted his playthrough. Now, scripting is a program that allows players to automate certain actions in the game. This can be done so that the player never misses a shot or kills any enemy in just one hit. For Newify's run, well, he relied on an auto-jump program so that he landed on every platform perfectly. Not only that, he used an in-game script to perform flawless object boosts. Although most players who are accused of cheating double down until they're blue in the face, Newify actually admitted to scripting and was banned from run verifications for 6 months. Number 7. GoldenEye 007, Henning Blom. If the player completes a level in GoldenEye 007 in a certain time limit on a specific difficulty, it will unlock a cheat. Because of this feature, Rare's Shoot 'Em Up became one of the most popular speedrunning games for the N64. Unfortunately, you can't just zip through the stages at top speed. If you don't accomplish all of your missions before reaching the end of the level, it doesn't count. This is frustrating for the frigate section, since one of the objectives requires James Bond to free hostages. Because you can't control how the hostages escape, speedrunners can repeatedly fail this mission through no fault of their own. For the longest time, the world record stood at 1 minute and 1 second. However, Henning Blom was the first gamer who claimed to have beaten the stage in a minute flat. Although the footage looked genuine, he made one simple mistake. No matter what weapon Bond is holding when he completes the mission, the level always concludes with a clip of him putting away his PP7. In Henning's run, well, the stage concluded with Bond putting away the Phantom gun instead, proving that he cheated. Although this mistake could have easily been remedied, he'd missed it before uploading the footage. Number 6. Turok Dinosaur Hunter Gerber AKG. The ironic thing about video game cheaters is that the majority of them are excellent players but end up getting caught because of the tiniest discrepancy. A perfect example of this is Gerber AKG, a renowned speedrunner who was first known for his world record playthrough of Turok Dinosaur Hunter. Now, at first, his run looked like the real deal because he does make some minor mistakes here and there. However, it was uncovered that Gerber AKG was splicing footage together from multiple runs, and the way that he was caught was actually pretty hilarious. In the game, you can only carry 20 grenades. Unless you have a backpack. In one level, he picks up 27 grenades despite the fact that his character is carrying no backpack. And just to make the footage even more damning, he fires 30 grenades throughout this level despite the fact that he's only meant to have 27. In the end, his Achilles heel turned out to be math. Number 5. Yu-Gi-Oh! Forbidden Memories Kaveira HD Games. When avid gamer and YouTuber Kaveira HD Games saw how speedrunning was growing in popularity, he decided to jump on the bandwagon. Now, even the most skillful players will try hundreds, maybe thousands of times on a speedrun before managing to get even close to a world record. But on his first attempt at speedrunning Yu-Gi-Oh! Forbidden Memories, he received the third best time in history. The fact that he accomplished such a feat first try is so outrageous that his playthrough was considered dubious from the get-go. The only way to win the game at super speed is to obtain the most powerful cards. Since it's random which cards enemies drop, you have to rely on luck more than anything else. However, in his game, well, he altered the drop rates of cards so that he received the ones that he needed throughout his run. Fortunately, he also forgot to cover up the aspects of his playthrough, which proved that he was manipulating the gameplay. So when you receive a card, an ID number appears above it. When he picked up Beast Fangs during his run, the number 129 appeared, even though that is not the number, it is a number for a completely different card. After several of these inconsistencies were pointed out, he deleted his YouTube channel. Number 4. The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, TSA. Over the years, Mike TSA Damiani held several Legend of Zelda records, including one for the original game, A Link to the Past, and Link's Awakening. When it was determined that TSA had been splicing footage for his playthroughs, his records were dismissed. Now, to understand how he was caught, let's discuss his 5-hour run on Ocarina of Time. So when you pause the game, it will take you to one of four menus. If you pause after booting up the game, it will always bring up the map screen. However, if you pause later, it will bring up the menu screen that you were looking at last. Through TSA's playthrough, it repeatedly displayed the map screen when he pauses, even though that wasn't the last menu that he looked at. This meant that there was only one explanation. He had spliced his best runs together and masked it as a single run. The funny thing is that TSA could have gotten away with this inconsistency if he had simply monitored which screen that he was looking at each time he unpaused. Because of this tiny oversight, his reputation was left in tatters. Number 3. The baffling fake Super Mario Bros. Run, Badabun. The YouTube channel Badabun uploaded a video in 2017 showing Tavo supposedly completing Super Mario Bros. In 5 minutes. The speedrun is so fake that it is baffling why a channel would even upload it, knowing that it would decimate their reputation if they were caught, which they were. If you thought a tool-assisted run was the laziest way to cheat on a game, well, he somehow topped it. Instead of playing Super Mario Bros., he pretended to play it while displaying footage of a tool-assisted speedrun that he stole from someone else. That is like cheating on top of cheating. Experts could tell his playthrough was deceptive since Mario always moves as fast as possible. In an unmodified version of the game, it takes a full second for the Italian plumber to accelerate to his maximum speed. This can be done with a tool assist, but it's impossible to execute with an NES controller. Since the footage shows him holding the controller throughout his playthrough, this highlights even further that he wasn't even playing the game. Number 2. GTA Vice City Ante. The criminals in Grand Theft Auto Vice City aren't the only ones up to no good. Sometimes even the players try to con their way to the top. Antti was a gamer who had a reputation for outrageous speedruns on the GTA series. Despite being suspected for cheating, no evidence could be found against him. That was for a while at least. While a gamer called ROK24 was watching Antti's playthrough of GTA Vice City, he noticed something fishy when Antti's character started driving. If a car or motorcycle moves extremely quickly, a puff of smoke will come out of the exhaust. But in Antti's run, this happened the instant any vehicle's engine was turned on. ROK24 was nice enough to create a side-by-side comparison showing that the vehicles in Antti's run were moving way faster than in any other normal version of the game. After Antti admitted to cheating on several games, he assumed that he would get a ban for a few months. But when it was uncovered that Antti had actually cheated on far more games than he had claimed, he was barred from speedrunning websites forever. And number 1, Dragster, Todd Rogers. In 1980, Activision released their first game, a racer called Dragster. 2 years later, a player called Todd Rogers changed the video game community forever when he declared that he had completed a race in Dragster in 5.51 seconds, which was considered to be the world record. Now, Rogers' time was placed in the Guinness World Book of Records, and he went on to become the world's first professional video game player. He held on to this record for 35 years, making it the longest time that anyone has preserved a video game world record. His time was so astounding that it was considered unbeatable. And the weird thing is that his time was literally unbeatable because it was also impossible. In 2018, a player who devised a tool-assisted run called Eric Koziel tweaked Dragster so that his vehicle moved at the maximum speed. Despite cheating, his automobile still couldn't top Rogers' score. When the developers checked the game's coding, they deduced that the fastest speed possible was 5.51 seconds, meaning that Rogers must have manipulated his time. Not only was Rogers stripped of his title, his records on other games were invalidated as well because he was branded first professional video game cheater.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.